whether we fall for someone or not is said to be determined largely within the prefrontal cortex of our brains. Researchers found that the activity in that particular region of the brain increases rapidly when we're faced with someone we're attracted to. But perhaps the most interesting finding of that research is that our brains decide whether or not we're drawn to a person within a millisecond of seeing their face. A millisecond. That is literally 1,000th of a second. For comparison, a blink of an eye takes about 400 milliseconds on average. So all that, is he right for me? Are we compatible? Is she my soulmate? Are we meant to be? Is this true love? Well, all those questions can arise only after that initial decision we didn't even know we'd made in the first thousandth of a second. Doesn't make that thing called love sound all that reliable, does it? And yet, that thing called love always comes with so much ramifications and consequences. Thanks to our brains being so quick to judge, some of us are happy, some can get hurt, some of us are lonely. But at least all of us can enjoy the countless fantastic songs written about love all over the world. I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day. Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. We started things off very lovely, right? Lovely rendition there of Perhaps Love by Eric Nam and Cheese. So what do you think? Isn't this mind-blowing information? Within a millisecond of seeing somebody you already know, you're already drawn or not drawn, whether you know it or not, to a person. Would you say our brains are rather rash and impatient? Or would you say that this is a marvel of human biology? We just know what we want, and that's a good thing. Well, maybe this is the kind of question that's perfect for a Wednesday, right? Right here in the middle of the week. Let me ask you, is it already Wednesday for you, or is it only Wednesday for you? What's the verdict for this week? Tell me how your hump day is going. As you also tell me where you are and what you're doing right now as you're listening to today's One Fine Day, because our global roll call will be coming up in just a moment. Don't forget to include any song requests that you might have today. And as always, your 사연들, stories, and anecdotes are very, very much welcome here, so don't be shy. Nothing's too trivial. Anything goes. Message me on Kong, right on the various message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave a comment on our latest posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you have a Korean phone number, you can text me at sharp8150. It's 51 per SMS and 101 per MMS. Now, today is Wednesday, which means Kayo Top 10 is coming up in part 2 of the show. So, I do hope you stick around for our mini musical trip back in time. I'll be back with that roll call after this song break. Here is Tomorrow by Together with their song 0 times 1 equals Love Song, I Know I Love You, featuring Sori. I know I love you. One Fine Day is coming to you live from Seoul, Korea. Right now it's 5:22 p.m. and we have a warmer day today. It was 6 degrees when I left for the studio earlier in the afternoon, but I do think that even though it's clear and sunny, There's a little bit of fine dust out there, but still, we've got our masks on, so it shouldn't stop us if we want to get out there before the sun sets. Well, that's Seoul, because here I am, talking to you in a studio located on the fourth floor of the main KBS building in Yeouido, Seoul. Where are you? Time now for our global roll call, a chance for me to find out where in the world all my listeners are and what you're all up to today. All right, let's take a look. LeoMain7 says, hello from Rotunda, West Florida, USA, sunny Florida. All right, I can just imagine. Well, I hope you are enjoying the warmth down there. Alicia Y says, today is Australia Day. It's a public holiday in Sydney, so I've gathered more than 10 friends at my place. Heaps of food and drinks. I'm currently having lots of fun playing Avalon. So tempted to tune in to OFD today since French class is postponed to next Monday, but I shan't be antisocial. We'll tune into the rerun tonight. Say hi to Liz for me. Alrighty, will do, will do. Have fun. Have fun, and yes, definitely just catch the rerun later. Taipei Warren says, hello, DJ Lena. Oh my, I'm stuck in a meeting. Can't catch the first half of your live session. I will catch Liz's segment later. Happy airing. Well, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for the update. I hope your meeting goes well. Yoon Mi Jang says, Onni, you're not tired, are you? Well, I am. I'm beat. After buying an origami book for my son and folding about 20 mini cars, there's one more book, but I think I'll give it to him much, much later. I used to love origami as a kid so much that I got origami books as birthday presents. Do you like origami? Ah, well, I do like origami, and I just never had a lot of experience with it when I was young. I think maybe a little bit later in life I did, and I definitely did enjoy it. Yeah, I never got into it. Definitely is something that I would have been to if I was exposed to it younger. Well, hope you get some rest while you tune into the show. Bidan Chandra Sanyal says hello from India. And Amir Jamil says, hi, Lena Park. A good noon in South Korea. And it's morning time here in our Pakistan. How are you? How is pandemic situation in Seoul and in South Korea? I am at my work now in university. Ah, well, I hope you're having a good day at work. Funny you should ask. Today we hit an all-time high for new daily cases for COVID, and it is kind of shocking. Yes, kind of shocking. I guess the Omicron variant is officially dominant. That is what is going on here. We're still struggling, but hoping for better things. Hope everything is okay over there. Mokhlesar Rama says, good morning from Bangladesh. How are you there? What's your weather in Seoul? Oh, well, good morning back to you. Think I answered those questions. I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Thank you also for tuning in. Marie Baldovino says, how are you today? At this moment, it's raining here in the Philippines. Take care, DJ Lena, and keep safe always. All right. I hope you stay dry. And thanks for letting us know where you are, what it's like. Where you are as well. All right, let's look at song requests. We have PSY05902 who writes in, DJ 정연 언니, 안녕하세요. Now that I'm about to become a junior in high school, my, time flies. I'm so busy. It's been exactly 3 weeks since the winter break began, and I've been studying 10 hours a day, every day. It seems like the most natural thing to do as a high school student, but it's also tough. But I know that if I continue to work hard, at least I won't have any regrets later. I really want to become a great, influential teacher, just as you are influential. And after I study a lot and make money later, I'm going to go to your concerts a lot. If you hear a young woman screaming like she's crazy, you can assume that's me. I want to request 서영은 혼자가 아닌 나. 오늘도 화이팅! Well, I love that you have such concrete set dreams, really big goals, a big, great, influential teacher, and you're working so hard towards that goal. I definitely agree and believe as well that if you do your best, then no matter what happens, you will have the satisfaction of knowing you did your best. I think you will be very successful in achieving your goals. Jung Pro 80 says, I am a government worker in Seoul. There's an internal HR reshuffle going on, so there's a sense of disarray at work. They say we should be extra careful during the reshuffle period, so I've been walking on eggshells. I'll cheer up by listening to your new songs. Thank you always for letting us hear beautiful music. My request is your duet with Kim Bomsu-nim, 하얀 겨울. All right. Well, thank you so much for writing in. Welcome to our show and our message boards. Ooh, an internal reshuffle in your company. That definitely sounds a little bit tense. Well, I do hope you don't get too stressed out about it. And I do hope that your song request will cheer you up. So let's listen to both of these song requests right now. First up, we'll listen to Seo Young-eun with her song 혼자가 아닌 나, I'm Not Alone. And after that, Kim Bum-soo and me, Park Jung-hyun, with 하얀 겨울, White Winter. That was 하얀 겨울 or White Winter. Me, Park Jung-hyun with Kim Bum-soo. And before that, we heard Seo Young-eun with 혼자가 아닌 나. I'm not alone. And we're not really sure which song it was, but of the two songs, one of them, according to listener SH Russia, says, oh, one of my favorite songs. Oh, wonderful. I'm so glad. I always feel so good when I happen to be listening to the radio and one of my favorite songs comes on the air. And Update 2000 listening to White Winter says, whoa, hearing the songs makes me feel like it should snow again. Well, I don't know. We still got some time in the winter. Probably no more snow left, but at least we can think about it. Listener Abigail Ovitasa says, beautiful. All right. Some comments about picture, too. I think that's a comment about picture, or maybe it's a comment about music. Jay Roncho Park says, oh, you look so aryeon today. It looks like a romance movie poster. Wow. Yeah, that's definitely not what I was thinking when I was just going, all right, let's take a picture. Well, in any case, I love that it was, bringing different thoughts to different people when they saw it. Jisoo Kim 0801 said, well, since a long holiday's coming, in response to our opening, I will say it's already Wednesday. Cuckoo. Mm-hmm, right? And earlier today said, wow, very warm today. It's a very monotonous day as always, but OFD awaits me. And the picture looks beautiful. Thank you. I'm very excited to see you and Ina tomorrow. It's been quite a while having this combination. You must be excited as well, don't you? Ooh, yes, definitely so. Quite excited. The tables will be turned now. I will be a guest on her radio show. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Listener, I'm Kelly writes, there are times when I'm tired or I feel a bit down, but people say that you look good today. What? But I've been there so many times. I haven't figured out what makes me look slightly different in a good way. Onni, I love the way you look at the camera in a chok-chok way. But to me, it looks somewhat a little bit tired. Of course, I may feel this way because I can't read emotions from your mouth because of the mask. If you're smiling behind the mask, I'm supposed to recognize the emotions differently. In short, you look good in the picture, period. Well, no, I think definitely you read it right. I mean, I don't think I was smiling. I was just sort of like, hello, you know, being a very, like, kind of a contemplating sort of expression, I suppose. So, yeah, I think everybody's reading it right. Here I am, 0203 writes, 안녕하세요, DJ Lena. It is so hard to keep the promises I've made with myself. 오늘도 화이팅입니다. Oh, don't worry, don't worry. Sometimes we are just too hard on ourselves. Maybe another promise you should make is to not be hard on yourself. Maybe that'll help. In any case, I hope your song request will help. We will listen to it right now. Here's Mamamoo with 별이 빛나는 밤, Starry Night. You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. Listener Loyal11 says, I've been enjoying your new songs. Oh, thank you so much. How do you feel about promoting after such a long time? Yes, it definitely has been a long time. I'm very flattered to be getting a lot of phone calls here and there and a lot of interest. But it has been sort of hard for scheduling, especially in trying to preserve my schedule here at One Fine Day. But yes, we're all juggling and multitasking. We're making it work. Thank you so much for asking. J.S. Jerry Kim writes, I haven't been able to listen to the radio on time for the past few days because I've been so busy. And that's making me tired, both physically and emotionally. Yesterday, I got home later than usual and was about to have dinner, but I didn't have much of an appetite. So I told my wife, I'll just eat a little bit, maybe a spoonful. So she gave me several grains of rice in a little soy sauce bowl with 된장 stew or 된장찌개 also in the same tiny sauce bowl. I found myself questioning whether I feel like I'm the household pet or we're playing house. But in any case, I had a very delicious spoonful of dinner. I am so happy I could die to be living with such a witty wife. You. Very witty. Hey, be careful what you wish for or ask for, right? Yes, there's a moral of this story here. Oh, in any case, I hope you got more than a spoonful. And sometimes we can get really, really worn down with that work. Yeah, we all know how that feels. I do hope you can rest and recover a little bit over the holiday. Listener Wooji16 writes, due to health issues, I'm on sick leave until next week. Thanks to that, I can listen to OFD on time. Stay healthy, everyone, and let's get over the hump day and wait for the weekend. Could I request Lee Seung-yoon's 언덕나무? All right, very, very good. A tree on a hill. Yes, I do hope you feel much better, and sick leave will hopefully give you enough time to recover. Get a lot of rest. All right, and thanks for wishing us health as well. Let's listen to Wooji16's song request for our next break. Here is Lee Seung-yoon with 언덕나무, Our Beloved Summer.
높은 언덕나무처럼 너의 기억은 내게
They're different but not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another upon closer inspection. One K-pop track and one non-K-pop track. It's Parallel Universe. Remember at the top of the show how I said, thanks to that thing called love, we can enjoy countless fantastic songs about it, written all over the world? Well, so today, we will listen to two songs about just that, love. First, we will listen to the song called Love by Primary. Primary is a hip-hop producer who debuted back in 2006, and he has since worked with some of the biggest artists in the country. After releasing a bunch of singles and EP collaborative albums, he finally released his first full-length studio album in 2012, entitled Primary and the Messengers LP. So cute. It contained a total of 20 tracks, featuring both extremely popular and relatively little known messengers, aka featured artists. His song Love was the sixth track on the album, and also the third single to be released from the album prior to the full album's release. The messengers featured on this track were R&B vocalist Bumkey and hip-hop musician Palo Alto. There's no other way to put it. It is a love song, and it starts like this. In the midst of the boredom that's the same every day, I see you. Girl, I'm feeling you. I know you feel it too, 'cause since some time ago, I see myself in your eyes like a child. I can't hide it. I can even feel my heart pounding. I want to be loved. All right. Very classic feelings that we all feel, right? Post the millisecond in our brain. Well, for our non-K-pop song, we will listen to not Love, but L-O-V-E by legendary American jazz singer and pianist Nat King Cole. This song was first released in 1964 as an instrumental piece, but Nat King Cole recorded his version of the song shortly after, and it was included on his final studio album of the same title, released just a few days before he passed away. The song's since been covered by a slew of other amazing artists, including Nat King Cole's daughter, Natalie Cole. But today we will listen to the original version of the song by the legend himself. And of course, the very famous words, L is for the way you look at me, O is for the only one I see, V is very, very extraordinary, E is even more than anyone that you adore can love, is all that I can give to you. So famous, it's hard not to sing it. Well, let's enjoy it. These two love songs back to back. Love by Primary featuring Bumkey and Palo Alto, followed by L-O-V-B by Nat King Cole.
Yeah. I can call it love, and you can call it love.
L-O-V-E by Nat King Cole, the legend himself. Before that, it was Love by Primary, featuring Bumkey and Palo Alto. All right, those were our lovely Parallel Universe songs of the day. Coming up in part two of our show, it is OFD's version of Kayo Top 10. I sure hope you don't change that channel. Don't want to miss out. But first, let me wrap up part one of the show with one more song. Here is 검정 치마, the black skirts, with International Love Song. Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park. In a moment, we will be hopping on a time machine, traveling back in time to listen to some good old Kayo for our Wednesday segment, Kayo Top 10. So I will be right back with Liz after this song break. Let's listen to Twice and their song, What is Love? Once upon a time, there were days when K-pop was simply known as Kayo. And back in those days, every Wednesday evening, every Korean music fan tuned into KBS2 TV to watch their favorite singers perform on the legendary music chart program dubbed the Kayo Top 10. It is not Throwback Thursday or Flashback Friday, but way back when Wednesday, we are going to take a trip back in time to listen to some old school K-pop music, also known as 가요. And in the studio with me right now is our trip guide, our very own OFD staff writer, Liz.
Hi.
Hello, Liz.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Is it already Wednesday?
Definitely already Wednesday.
Yes, I'm feeling that too.
Yeah, I think like one of our listeners said earlier, it's because there's a holiday coming up.
That's true. It's not really like, oh, we're only in the middle of the week. Mm-hmm. It's more like, oh, D minus two days to a really long
we're
weekend.
Almost there.
What do we do? Yeah. Yeah, we're almost there. So yeah, it's like a pre-Friday feeling Wednesday.
A little. Well, I mean, we're still going to be here tomorrow, but you know.
Absolutely. We will still be here tomorrow. Gladly be here tomorrow.
Of course.
And people are starting to roll in with their hellos. Lahab 82, Update 2000, Kim Ji-su. Jongseong Ah says, Ah, 작가님, 안녕하세요.
안녕하세요.
J.S. Jerry 76 with his spoonfuls of rice.
Yeah, that was kind of funny.
It was kind of funny. We thank you
cute.
For your at your expense mm-hmm. your funny story. Yeah, absolutely. All righty. Now today's topic. Mm-hmm. We were just talking about this before we started the segment. Mm-hmm. Interesting story.
Yeah, it just. So happened. I say that way too much on Kaya Top 10, but it just so happened.
No, it really just so
happened.
Right.
Yes, because. I came up with this topic mm-hmm. a while back, but mm-hmm. I hadn't shared it with any of our staff members.
I see.
But when I talked to our 문경 작가님 mm-hmm. About today's opening and
right.
today's parallel universe, mm-hmm. I was like, what?
Yes, she formulated, if listeners, you've noticed kind of like a running theme mm-hmm. for today's part one of the show. Mm-hmm. 문경 작가 found that wonderful factoid.
About the millisecond.
The millisecond of the brain.
Love at first sight.
Yes, no.
Yeah, not even, because
right?
it's faster than the
it's
blink
faster
of an
that,
eye.
Faster yeah. than the snap. Mm-hmm. And then so all the songs we listened to were most, on the most part, lovely songs about
yeah.
love.
Up until What is Love?
Up until What is Love?
Yeah,
yeah, and it was just a random topic that she came up with independently of just, Liz's topic.
I'm just realizing, like, the first half of the show today, mm-hmm. The love songs we heard
yeah.
are very much symbolic of 장 작가님, or 문경 작가님's yeah. personality.
Yeah.
And then we have these five songs that represent my personality.
Are they representative of your...
I have no idea. I mean, I am a little more cynical.
Yes, but you're not dramatic.
No, that's not my field. Yeah. But yes, these songs are very, very dramatic.
Very dramatic. Without further ado, what is our... theme for the day?
Well, it's love.
Yeah.
But more specifically, mm-hmm. it's songs about love that charted in the first week of January throughout the 90s.
Wow. Interesting.
Very specific, right?
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to start with mm-hmm. a song called 하늘만 허락한 사랑, or Love That Only Heaven Allows. It's a ballad.
Already dramatic.
Yeah, I know, right? Mm-hmm. It's a ballad by Om Jong-hwa, mm-hmm. and I actually found the song in the charts for the last week of January of 1997. Mm. But some sources say, like, so I assume that the song was actually released in 1996. Mm. But there are also sources that say the album itself was released in 1995.
Mm.
And I found, like,
differing kind
yeah.
of
there were
information.
Like equal amounts of
different information.
Yeah, and I just, I mean, oh, it's not like I can really call her up and ask. So.
Right.
Yeah, but it was released sometime in the mid-90s, and mm-hmm. The fact is, the song was still in the charts in January of 1997.
Yes, I remember this. Mm-hmm. I remember seeing her. This was the first time I ever saw her.
Really?
Singing this song on TV.
Of course. And
most probably Kaio Top 10.
Yeah, I yes. think so. It mm-hmm. might have been. But you know what, though? Like, we always think of Om Jong-hwa as the sexy diva and, you know,
dance
the
queen.
Dancing queen. Yeah. But that's not all she had to offer,
absolutely
obviously.
Not.
This was an amazing ballad number.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually debuted with the ballad at first.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, she actually debuted as a singer, or an actor.
Right. Oh, that's
yeah.
right. Yes.
And the reason she kind of...
Transitioned.
Thank you. I didn't mm-hmm. want to say deviate. But she started...
transitioned.
Yeah, she transitioned to singing was mm-hmm. because she played a role of a singer in a movie.
I see.
Singing a song written by Shin Hye-chul.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just that one little chance
yeah.
thing.
And I mean, she's always been like, she as a child she was in a choir, and right. you know, she had musical DNA, mm-hmm. but it took a little while for that to be brought out in the entertainment world.
I see.
And then so even with the first album, even though the album itself was a bit of a flop, mm-hmm. apparently she was beloved in the military scene.
Oh, okay.
Like Brave Girls.
Yes.
You know. And mm-hmm.
She's very lovely.
Yeah, she is. Mm-hmm. And come second album, released either in 1995 or 1996.
Right.
She actually wanted to come out with that mm-hmm. image that she had developed as a character in a movie.
Right.
But people didn't really buy it.
Oh.
Yeah, so she was kind of going for the sexy look with the colorful wigs and everything.
Right,
and
then, I remember the colorful wigs. Yeah, we actually talked about that
right,
in the segment.
And then she just decided to, okay, well, let's try out a ballad.
Okay.
And that was this song.
Uh-huh.
하늘만 허락한 사람. Mm-hmm. So this was the follow-up in the second album, and it was written and composed by Kim Hyung-seok.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, this song... Well, Kayo Top 10 didn't really love the song for some reason,
mm-hmm.
but this song actually went up to become a number one contender in other channels.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So it was on other network charts.
Right.
I see.
And basically, this was what launched her career forward
yeah.
as a singer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I kind of want to hear more of her singing now. Like, you know, we heard Hopi Muni and, you know, all those collaborative works.
Of course.
But I kind of want a new album from her.
Yeah, and definitely it's interesting that this was the song that sort of put her on the map.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that, every really popular hit song she has following is always a dance track.
That's true, but
just about almost always, or at least a medium tempoed,
right.
some sort of edgy kind of track.
Yeah, she's kind of developed that whole
persona.
Like original girl crush persona, right?
Uh-huh,
so
absolutely.
I think that's part of the reason. And I think producer Park Jin-young put
yes.
it best when he actually said that her dance skills and
yeah.
vocal skills
mm-hmm.
may not be the best in the industry,
mm-hmm.
but her presence on stage
yes.
is what sells it all. So
it's true. No one can outdo
do what she does. Yeah.
Oh, Jung-hwa.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. That yeah. she's just herself.
Mm-hmm.
It's very unique.
Mm-hmm.
There's something that just draws people to her.
Yeah,
yeah, and you can't deny that star power.
Yeah,
and on you know on screen as an actress as
that's
well
true too,
and on stage.
Of course, she's been kind of praised slash mm-hmm. Kind of marked as Korea's answer to Madonna.
Uh-huh.
And I actually saw this for the first time mm-hmm. Last night. But
yeah.
then apparently some of other music critics have actually compared to Kylie Minogue as well.
Oh, that's a good comparison.
Yeah. But
yeah.
of course, here on OFD, she's our official J-Lo. So,
yes.
Yeah.
We like to think of her as a J-Lo.
Yes.
That's for sure. Even their vocal tones, I think, are even similar.
Yeah, I think so, too.
But, yeah.
As for the song, 하늘만 허락한 사랑, now, this is a beautiful ballad.
Yes,
and
it is.
I always just kind of paid attention to the chorus
mm-hmm.
and just, you know, how she talks about, I'll cherish this love.
Uh-huh.
This is, you know, it has been difficult, but it's achieved. So I will always be grateful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I heard. But lyrically, I don't know what Mr. Kim Hyung-seok was thinking, but this is like total 막장.
Oh, no.
This is very soap opera.
Dramatics.
Dramatic, yes.
Yeah.
So, basically, the premise is the protagonist of the song,
uh-huh.
not Eum Jung-hwa herself,
no.
of course, is in love with her friend's boyfriend.
Okay.
Or husband.
Okay.
Does not say. Significant other.
Significant other.
Yeah. And the friend doesn't know.
Okay.
But they're already dating.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, she is cheating.
Yes.
Or being... Or he is cheating at... you know, you
yes.
get the point.
Right.
Three people, and she's mm-hmm. the bad one. Well, not the bad.
The other woman.
Thank you. The
mm-hmm.
man is also very bad. Anyway.
I think that Kim Hyung-seok was maybe a little inspired by Whitney Houston's Saving All My Love for You.
Oh,
it was very maybe. Trending, you know. Maybe he thought that edgy premise
mm-hmm.
might work here.
Maybe.
You know, and it's a hard story to pull off. But I thought that maybe, you know... Maybe Eum Jung-hwa would be the one to
like,
pull it off.
Until I looked at the lyrics in earnest,
yeah.
it never crossed my mind.
Yeah, I didn't know that
yeah.
there was so much going on. I just
yeah,
thought it was a simple
yeah.
love song.
Okay, so she goes,
mm-hmm.
we can't mm-hmm. hide our feelings anymore. Mm-hmm. And because of this love, I know I will lose a lot, including our friendship. But I couldn't even see my friend's face after accepting this love because I know how much she was hurting.
Right.
And she actually says, I'm really sorry, forgive me. And I know this means nothing to you. But try to understand a little because I can't live without him anymore. And I'll remember the tears that were shed because of our love.
I see.
And I'll cherish this love.
Wow.
So, yeah, she's not repentant at all.
No, she's found the love of her life.
Yeah.
Apparently it's reciprocated.
Yeah, and she's just like, what are you going to do?
Yes, it is the love that only heaven allows.
Does heaven allow this? I don't know.
Well, definitely society doesn't allow it.
Nope.
So I think that's what she's saying.
Yeah, maybe she needs to believe that.
There's no place on earth that will allow this.
Yep.
But maybe it's a higher love.
She feels this way. She actually says in the lyrics, because our love had such a tough beginning, only heaven, maybe, possibly, would allow this.
We don't know. The jury's out. But it is a lovely song.
And musically, very lovely.
It's so pretty. And, you know, the way that she sings it, it's funny how JYP mentioned maybe she's not the most virtuosic vocalist, but there's something about the way she sings it. Sometimes she slides over her pitches that gives it such an earnest
quality. Again, amazing actress.
Yeah, it really, her expressiveness in the song, it gets me every time. I just think it's lovely, and I recognize it as something that I can't actually do or reproduce, right?
High praise.
It's just her. So I love it. I think her imperfections work and make it perfect.
Well put.
All right. Well, let's listen and start things off. It's a different kind of love in part two of OFD today. Here's Eum Jung-hwa with 하늘만 허락한 사랑, love that only heaven allows. We just listened to Eum Jung-hwa in her song 하늘만 허락한 사랑, love that only heaven allows.
Does it though?
Is what Liz was saying throughout the whole song. In any case, we are reserving judgment. Nevertheless, it is Liz is not reserving judgment.
You can do that.
Everybody is entitled to their own opinion. And I honestly, I think my theory is let's give her a really complex topic to make her stand out, take advantage of her expressive skills, her acting skills.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. I'm also thinking, you know, let's do it for the drama's sake.
And exactly. And that's another thing too, right? We're looking at the 90s and ballads were just at the peak of their drama.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, let's have a woman sing about her, like, let's have the other woman sing about her point of view in a wedding dress is what the 90s was all about.
Just something to catch your eye.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Missed the 90s there.
And then we have a high school kid.
For our next artist.
That's right. We're going to listen to 애송이의 사랑, or Young Love by Yangpa. And this is another song I found in the charts of the last week of January of 1997. Mm-hmm. It was actually released in December of 1996. Mm-hmm. So it didn't take very long
for her.
Yeah.
This was another sort of like, sensation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, on Gaayo Top 10, she went on to win the Golden Cup in April. Uh-huh. So it took a little while on this particular channel and this particular show,
right.
But on other channels, and I mean, I'm looking at charts like airplay charts and everything that's combined.
Right.
So, the song was very much on the air.
Yeah, absolutely, everywhere.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so, basically, she was a high school junior, just like our listener PS5. When she first released the album, and by the time she was promoting and winning the Golden Cup and everything, she was a high school senior.
Yeah.
And that was, I guess, still a rarity.
Yeah.
I mean, 96, 97, we started having high school students becoming idols and whatnot. So she was sort of kind of squeezed in there.
Right.
And kind of lumped with them as, you know, the young artist.
Mm-hmm.
But another thing that really set her apart and the reason she became the big star that she had been was mm-hmm. because R&B.
Right.
This was basically at a time when we were being introduced, like we as in the Korean
audience
being introduced to
pop R&B.
I was just going to say Solid. Solid and Kim Joon. Basically, that was it.
Oh.
We had just learned of the term R&B.
Right.
And you were not here yet. So, basically, Yangpa was what happened between Kim Joon and Park Jong-hyun.
Oh, that's an interesting way. I've never heard it put that way before.
I can't take credit for mm-hmm. it either, because that's what, you know, a lot of the critics I was kind of doing, running into as I was
really?
Doing the research was saying. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, because mm-hmm. We heard what R&B could sound like through a male voice.
Sure.
Or three
Via
male voices.
Kim Johan of Solid.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But we have yet to hear what it would sound like in Korean anyway, mm-hmm. Through a
girl's
female voice. And what Yangpa did that really sold was mm-hmm. very Koreanize it.
Okay.
And
right.
One critic actually wrote, it's R&B mixed with a lot of bonky.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
And a lot of trot style.
Mm-hmm.
But she's so young.
Yes.
And it just didn't look trot.
Right. It felt really new.
Mm-hmm.
And yet she had elements of her vocal technique.
Mm-hmm.
A trot genre, kind of vibrato, a very long vibrato.
Yeah.
Going in there. So it was, she was the perfect kind of, she's an artist, but mm-hmm. a perfect vessel
yeah.
with which to, you know, feed R&B to us.
In a very familiar way.
Exactly.
Yeah, so
right.
something new mixed with something old and something young.
Yes.
Mixed with something we're familiar with. Right.
Right? And in terms of song content, I mm-hmm. thought it was really well written to match her persona as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I mean, because, I mean, who, like, you can't have a 30-year-old singing 애송이의 사랑.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah,
and,
absolutely.
Again, I think you put it really well when you said mm-hmm. they found the perfect vessel,
mm-hmm.
and she delivered.
Yeah, she really delivered. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she had that something, that
yep.
just what we needed.
The je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, the je ne sais quoi. All right. Here is Yangpa singing 애송이의 사랑, Young Love. That was Yangpa with 애송이의 사랑, Young Love.
I never really liked that translation because 애송이 is not a very commonly used word.
Oh, it wasn't?
No.
No?
애송이 is kind of derogatory.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you young rookie, naive
yeah.
thing kind of thing.
I mean, at best.
Yes.
But
naive love?
I don't know. I still couldn't think of a better translation, though.
A so young bud's love. All right. We're never going to be satisfied
no.
here, but it's okay because everybody is ecstatic to listen to this song that they haven't heard in a while. And
it's what Top 10 is all about.
It really is what it's all about. All right. If you are just tuning in, it is Kayo Top 10 on OFD.
Mm-hmm.
What's our next song? What kind of love we'll be looking at now?
We're going to listen to A Forbidden Love.
Oh, no.
As if 하늘만 허락한 사랑 wasn't forbidden enough.
right.
This is, of course, a very, very popular song by Mr. Kim Kyung-ho, also known as 언니. But this song I found in the charts of last week of January of 1998.
Ah.
And I found out for the very first time that he actually started singing in high school, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he started out by doing the circuits and the youth song competitions.
I see.
And then college competitions.
Mm-hmm.
And then he debuted with the first album in 1991, which flopped.
Uh-huh.
And then came his second album, which was 나를 슬프게 하는 사람들.
Mm.
So, yeah, he was... That's what made him the rare rocker with number one hits.
Right, that's true. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this before. Rock was not really known too high in the charts.
Mm-mm.
But Kim Kyung-ho was definitely a standout exception.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I mean, it took him a while to, you know, complete his look.
Yeah.
With the long hair. And
it took him a while to grow his
tight,
hair.
Tight jeans. No, but basically, when he first debuted, he didn't have all that.
Right.
And then came second album with the hair and the headbanging mm-hmm. and 나를 슬프게 하는 사람들.
Right.
He was just the man from that point on.
Yeah.
And 금지된 사랑 was actually just gonna be one of the tracks on his second album, but it somehow became, it wasn't planned, but it somehow became the follow-up.
Because people just wanted more.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so. And once again, not a Kayo Top 10 hit.
No.
But it definitely did better on other channels.
Ah, I see.
Mm-hmm. And I believe in one of the different major channels, mm-hmm. it actually became a number one contender at one point, too.
Oh, wonderful. And mm-hmm. also a number one contender for karaoke.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably shouldn't, but I mean, it's
dangerous to your health.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's so much. I mean,
you just feel like, it's just getting it out there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean,
karaoke therapy.
Lyrically, not exactly therapeutic, but
no.
I'll get to that in just a little
bit.
That
shouting aspect, just getting it out.
What really shocked me about trivia's about the song is that it was written by a little known songwriter by the name of Yoo Seung-bum.
Oh.
Who wrote and sang 질투.
Yes.
So, like, he had rock ballad in him. Mm-hmm. Who would have thunk,
he
right?
He really did. Mm-hmm.
And lyrics by someone you're familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
None other than lyricist Kang Eun-kyung.
Right.
Going back to this dramatic lyrics.
Yeah.
It's forbidden love.
Yes.
And they're going to make it work somehow.
They're going to make it work.
Yeah.
Is this the guy who is also looking for 하늘만 허락한 사람 with 엄정화?
I don't think so.
No?
No. Basically, this is a love that her parents didn't approve of.
Mm.
But they're going to get married anyway.
Ah, that kind of forbidden
love.
Star-crossed lover's love.
Yeah. So, right. I mean, from the lyrics, all I can get is it's just her parents.
Okay.
Who's forbidding it.
Yes.
But, and she's crying.
Yeah.
And he's worried that her tears might erase the names on the invitation.
Oh.
Maybe print it, you know.
Yeah.
You know, don't write it with ink.
Yeah.
But anyway, basically the song starts with, you know, don't cry. Mm-hmm. Look at our names. You're gonna, you know, make our invitation wed. And it's sad that your family's not here, but one day they'll forgive us.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They'll come around.
Yeah, they'll come around. And he promises to love her till the very end and asks her to promise him that they'll look only at one another, nobody else, no love by heaven or anything else.
Right.
This was a little bit of a question mark for me.
Yeah.
He basically says, let's die on the same day.
Ooh.
So, like, they needed a little bit more drama.
Yeah. Not enough drama, Ms. Kang Eun-kyung. Can we fix this line?
Yeah.
I totally
want more bit.
Yes. I can totally see people requesting that at this time. This was the trend, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was looking at the lyrics and I was like, why do I have a deja vu? Like, why am I imagining a wedding scene where the girl is crying and it's forbidden, it's not allowed, it's sad, what is it? And then I remembered 슬픈 언약식.
Oh.
Basically the same premise.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That one was by lyricist Park Ju-yeon, though.
I see, mm-hmm. I see. Well, two of the greats.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, later on in the song, he goes, later on, even when we look back, let's be so that we don't have any regrets.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Even if we just live just one day, let's be. I want to make you happy. Mm-hmm. Whoa. Let's just hear it in song.
Yeah, all right, let's listen. It's a forbidden love going on here. Kim Kyung-ho with 금지된 사랑. That was 금지된 사랑 or Forbidden Love by Kim Kyung-ho.
I'm much more behind this love than 하늘만 허락한 사랑.
Yes, because...
I mean, he sells it.
Yes, because I think it's true that they will come around. It is really up to the two.
Yeah, and I mean, he's such a great singer.
Yeah, it's just, I just don't get tired of listening to his voice. It's just so, I know this is the wrong adjective, reliable.
You don't, I get you, though. Yeah.
When you see him singing live, you don't worry that he'll, like, mess up or falter or go pitchy, because he just won't. You know, he's a 믿고 듣는 vocalist, right? You can
and
just trust
it's
him.
It's so, like, clear.
Yes, super clear.
Like, it's not, it sounds like there's nothing mixed in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just pure.
Pure.
Yeah, that's a great word for it.
Ah, 경호 언니.
Oh, right. Looking at lots of different kinds of loves.
I was just going to read a message by a listener, Kim Jisoo, who imagines a scene of a 90s-style music video where a couple's running away in, like, the wedding dress and the tuxedo and everything.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to share that message because music video was... indeed huge.
That's true.
In this era.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It actually became... Well, actually, it got a little out of control. But yes.
And
this next artist is... It's all his fault.
Yeah. He start...
well, not
he
his fault,
it,
but his,
yeah.
his management's fault.
Because it's Cho Sung-mo.
Yes.
And, we're going to listen to his song, 불멸의 사랑. I found two different translations for this, and I couldn't decide which one to use. One of them was Immortal Love.
Okay.
And the other one was Eternal Love.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. 불멸의 사랑. I think there has to be a negative in there.
Right. A love that can't die.
Exactly.
So immortal love works.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So immortal love it is. I found the song in the charts for the last week of January of 1999.
Ah.
And Cho Sung-mo, of course, won the title as the crown prince of ballads.
Yes. Yes.
Because we're running out of titles for balladeers at the time. And he initially was getting ready to debut as a member of a four-piece group, but they just kind of disbanded, or they were, it never happened just before their debut, apparently.
Interesting.
Yeah, but it worked out for him because he debuted solo and he became, you know, the crown prince. Yeah. You can't, like, what more could you want, right?
Exactly.
And when he first debuted in 1998, they had a very odd strategy where they released the music video for his debut song, To Heaven, without revealing what the singer looked like.
Exactly. And he was a faceless singer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the music video was not a typical music video that we had grown to...
We had never seen anything like it before.
It was like a 7-minute movie.
I mean, a full-on
go
to the theater, buy a ticket kind of production value movie.
And we're not even talking about like a trailer.
No.
It's a full-on movie with the beginning, climax, and end.
Right.
With stars like Lee Byung-hun and Kim Han-eul and like Michael Bay-type explosions.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and they actually called this at the time the blockbuster music videos.
Very apt.
And since the song and the music video became so popular, that's when people were like, how come we don't know what the singer looks like?
Right.
Who is the face behind this
voice?
And then that's when he revealed his face like a month into his debut on 이소라의 프로포즈. So, yeah, that was another KBS thing there.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, the song became huge, continued to be huge. And then he ended up releasing another one of these giant music videos with the follow-up, 불멸의 사랑.
Right.
Now, this music video was at 6 minutes and 43 seconds.
Wow.
It was set in a snowy Sapporo of Hokkaido, Japan, featuring actors, once again, Lee Byung-hun and Kim Sung-woo.
Yeah.
And Kim Jong-un played, the actress Kim Jong-un played a small role.
Oh,
this
interesting.
Was, yeah, it was a very interesting music video with the... you know, sad story to tell because 불멸의 사랑.
Immortal love. But we know that something is not immortal. People.
Yeah. And, and, you know, Michael Bay.
Yeah.
Anyway, Cho Sang-mo's voice, I was trying to watch the whole thing again last night, and his voice is heard 3 minutes into the video.
Wow.
For the first 3 minutes of the 6-minute and 43-second long music video, we don't hear his voice at all.
And that's usually longer than most music videos in total anyway.
Exactly.
These days, three minutes.
And then there are also breaks in the middle of the song.
That's right, for the action. It's very dramatic.
Yeah.
That was the first time Cho Sang-mo's music videos cut the song in the middle, paused it.
Yeah.
You know, and then had action dialogue sometimes.
Yep.
It was groundbreaking.
That's one way to put it. the actual song on the CD actually starts very differently, obviously.
Of course.
But there's still a minute-long intro.
Wow.
Yeah. And lyrically, I was shocked because, when the protagonist kept on saying, I will love you forever, it's okay, I will give you my everything, that was very, expected.
Sure.
It was very predictable.
Yeah.
And then there comes a line where he says, oh, you probably didn't even know I existed.
Oh, so it's an unrequited love?
I guess.
We don't know.
Yeah.
That is truly dramatic or maybe a little mentally unstable. We're not sure.
But one thing for sure, the music video is very dramatic.
Very, very dramatic. Mm-hmm. And the song kind of works like a soundtrack.
Yeah.
Which was the strategy, of course, behind all of this production.
Yep.
Because we automatically get attached to the song when we attach it to the visuals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you guys want to check out the music video while you listen along, here we go with Cho Sang-mo with 불멸의 사랑 or Immortal Love. We just heard 불멸의 사랑, Immortal Love by Cho Sang-mo. Interestingly enough, when you're not paying attention to visuals and paying more attention to the music, a lot of rock ballad elements just kind of like sort of Kim Kyung-ho style, musically.
Yeah.
I heard a lot of elements like that.
I'm glad you brought up Kim Kyung-ho once again, though, because the next song I have for you is by someone who actually did the backup vocals for him.
Wonderful. Yeah. I love that tie-in.
Connections,
right? Yeah, absolutely.
The next, I think one of our listeners actually in Kong guessed this song might come up. It is 천년의 사랑.
Oh, such a classic.
1,000 Years of Love by Park Gwan-kyu.
Yes.
And this song was actually not, I guess Cho Sang-mo wasn't Gayototen era either, but this song I found in the charts for the last week of January of year 2000.
Oh, year 2000. Mm-hmm. All right.
But the song kind of feels more classic than
that. It does. I think I said, all right. I thought it was older.
Yeah. I mean, granted, that's 22 years ago.
It's still 2000.
Yeah. But still, it felt older. Anyway, so Park Gwan-kyu debuted as one of the vocalists for Buhar.
Yes.
And apparently he beat out, 1,499 other competitors.
Wow.
Yeah. And when Kim Tae-won first auditioned him, Park Gwan-kyu sang Led Zeppelin's Black Dog.
Ooh, and, nice.
Yeah. And
I want to hear that.
The whole room was blown away.
Oh, I can just imagine it in my head.
But,
it already sounds good.
But Kim Tae-won asked him to sing a Korean song.
Uh-huh.
So he boldly sang 사랑할수록, 부활 song. And Kim Tae-won totally dissed him, saying, your Korean pronunciation sucks.
Oh, he shouldn't have done a 부활 song.
Probably not. Yeah, because Kim Tae-won is known to be a little bit nitpicky.
Very nitpicky. Yeah. He should. Oh, yeah, I don't want to give him advice because he did just fine after that anyway.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Became the vocalist anyway.
Yeah, Kim Tae-won actually decided to write the songs around it.
Interesting.
To match Park Gwan-kyu's style.
His style, his enunciation, which is another nod to Kim Tae-won's artistry.
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah.
But of course, Park Gwan-kyu left Buhar eventually. He did, as I mentioned, the backups for Kim Kyung-ho for his third album, Kim Kyung-ho's third album in 1998.
Yeah.
And in 1999, released his first solo album entitled 천년지에, of which the title track was 천년의 사랑.
천년의 사랑.
Yeah. And this song is just one of those songs that again, all mm-hmm. men sing at 노래방. And
oh, yeah, huge karaoke, yeah, your NRB favorite.
It just kind of, you know, beats you. The song beats you.
It's the ultimate of, I mean, we've had loves that are only approved by heavens. Mm-hmm. Well, we have loves that are forbidden, loves that are immortal. This is the thousand years of love. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's something very, I love the even the title, because there's something very mythical about it. Fantastical.
Yeah,
about
something
it.
Very epic.
Yes.
About it.
Absolutely.
But lyrically, it's basically saying, take me with you. I don't want to live alone.
I don't want to be by myself.
And my love will never die like a burning flame.
Right.
Although flames die. But anyway.
But this flame does not.
This flame does not. There is a bit of a trivia about the song that's a little unfortunate. Apparently, Park Hwang-kyu himself has a love-hate relationship with this song.
Ah.
He doesn't like it wholeheartedly.
No.
Because he was a little, he was dealt the shorthand by the agency at the time.
Oh.
Yeah, his label did not give him all the due.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he had to sing this song so much to make more money for himself.
I see.
And it led to singer's nodule.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So he does have a very complicated relationship with the song.
Yes.
But we don't. We all love it so much. And going back to the 노래방 bit or karaoke bit. Mm-hmm. So it was always a man's or, you know, men's favorite 노래방 staple.
Right.
Whether women liked it or not. But, you know, they always tried.
Yeah.
And apparently, according to one article, mm-hmm. it also became very popular songs for women to mm-hmm. try out.
Oh, okay.
Especially after Lee Hyun-yeon Shi covered the song on 나는 가수다.
I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And probably don't even have to change the key much.
Probably not.
Because Park Hwang-kyu has an amazing range.
He does. Mm-hmm. He definitely does. Mm-hmm. And that's another reason why this song was covered so much at competitions and,
that's true.
You know, talent shows and whatnot.
If you sang this, you are automatically proving your
skills.
Like, skill, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, because only great singers can master
it's a
song.
Difficult song.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
And it's, well, again, lyrically, it's about sending someone away.
Right.
And refusing to.
Having to send them away physically, but mm-hmm. not wanting to let them go. It's a classic kind of feeling that we all feel, but heightened to dramatic proportions.
And the reason I saved the song for last was partly because, you know, chronologically, we just kind of worked up the years.
Yes.
But also because we bring it back in a circle to love allowed by heavens.
Ah, I see.
In this case, the heaven doesn't allow it.
Oh, heaven didn't allow it.
Yeah, well, probably, because he says, even if the heavens doesn't grant me my last wish, which is to be with you.
Right. Yeah. Oh, so. But I loved you, and I loved you.
Yeah.
Beautiful stuff. And also, our last song for OFD today. We have to close everything out already, out of time. Thank you so much, Liz.
Always my pleasure.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, and also kind of for your shout-outs and comments as well. Here's Park Hwang-kyu with 천년의 사랑, 1,000 Years of Love, taking us out.